Okay, Sunday morning, 6:23:24. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. We're going to look at an alternative gospel. We've already looked at it in some respect, but I'm just going to look at it maybe just a little bit different aspect this morning. Let him get finished. So, an alternative gospel. We're going to go to 1 Timothy chapter 6. Start with verse 1 there. It says, let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed. And I want you to, as I talk about this, I want you, every time I say the word doctrine, I want you to note it, because that's the crux of what this is about. All right. Verse 4, he is proud, knowing nothing. What is that where I stopped? I just read 1. Yeah. Okay. It's doctrines and also in 4, I think. And they that have believing masters, let them not despise them because they are brethren, but rather do them service because they are faithful and beloved partakers of the benefit. These things teach and exhort. That's the doctrine. If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing. They pretend they know everything, but they know nothing. But doting about questions and strives of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, envy, and surmising. What is it doing? It's causing division. We're seeing it today. Bizarre, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness, for such withdraw thyself. But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. So they're making money off of this alternative. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. You know, we may be a few, but we have to stand our ground and say, no, we're not going your way. I don't care how many aliens appeared to you and told you what. Understand what I mean? Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who believed before Pontius Pilate, witnessed a good confession. It always has been the ones that have the sound doctrine are the ones that are the few. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in his times he shall show, who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords. Something's got to happen. As I finish the teachings today, you'll get even a better picture of all the world systems and where they're going. Who only hath immortality dwelling in the light, which no man can approach unto. You know, we'll do that in another deal. Whom no man has seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation. How do you do that? Sound doctrine. Against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Grace be with thee. Amen. Frequency healing, med beds. We'll get into that in another teaching. But these things are false. And people that have known the Lord supposedly have been enticed into this mode of thinking, and they've forgotten their first love. Seems to be nothing new under the sun. Satan's always and foremost after the Word of God. That's his main objective. Why? Because God's Word creates. If God's people get a hold of God's Word, what happens? We create. We create a world that God has made a habitation for us, not his world. All right, Mark 4. This is the parable of the sower, and the parable of the sower is, you know, we've been taught mainly as faith people that it's about getting stuff. Planting your seed and getting a harvest. And I've taught on a few times that really the parable of the sower is really about the harvest of the world. Jesus is about the harvest. He is the Lord of the harvest. And so what has Satan done? He has gone after the harvest. Who's the harvest? We are God's people. All right, let me find the scripture here. I'm not going to read the whole chapter. Right here, 15. Right here, 14. The sower soweth the word. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown, but when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. You want to know why the world's in the shape that it's in? Satan has stolen the word. The word is what we use to create God's word. That's how God created. Okay, now let's keep going. Matthew chapter 9. We'll look at 35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. So Jesus is not about just us having things. He does want us to have things. But he's about the harvest. That's why he came. He came here to harvest the earth for the kingdom of God. This is about people. Satan has stolen the word out of the people. And now we're hearing all these doctrines of demons coming forth. All right. Matthew 13, 24. Another parable went he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. And when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, sir, didst thou not sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? He said unto them, an enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up But he said, nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let them both grow together. That's what's happened. They've infiltrated. That's what happens when you don't clean the weeds out of things. They'll take over the crop. Let both grow together until the harvest. Talking about the harvest. In the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. So God is all about his people. All right. What are tares? They're called darnel or false grain. False grain. Is that an alternative grain? Not the bread of God's word, you know? Like manna? False grain. The return of sound doctrine is here. I've been proclaiming it on television for 16 years and 8 years on radio. There are many others that have also been behind the scenes working to counter the tare narrative. The tares are these alternative gospels that are going forth and these people sowing it. They have been deceived. I believe at one time they probably walked in the truth, but they've been deceived by doctrines of devils. Demons and doctrines of devils. Beware of those that pull you away from the truth of God's word. God is reestablishing the doctrine of his word to his church. Do not listen to teachers having itching ears. This is 2 Timothy 4:3. Now today, if I called in on one of these shows, they would call me dogmatic. All kinds of not nice names because you're a stickler for the Word of God. I heard someone call in one day about the resurrection and they were going to discount the whole resurrection and all these things about Jesus. I just clicked it off. I'm thinking, I'm not hearing that. Right here. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables, which means myths or legends. Well, you know, God is actually Zeus. And all gods lead to Jesus. There's only one God. You've been lied to. You're a moron that you don't know this. They make it sound like the Bible cannot even be looked to or depended on anymore. Itching means to tickle. Well, sure, all this out there stuff sounds a little more exciting, doesn't it, sometimes? Well, that's what enticed them over. Kind of like Eve. Most people are bored with church, so they like their ears to be tickled. A sci-fi gospel is so much more exciting, they say. The Galactic Federation or the Star Trek bunch. Think of the narrative you've been sitting under most of your lives. Battlestar Galactica, etc. All to tickle your ears so that you can be enticed away from the true grain and give you false grain. The church and the world are fat with it. Seduced, just like Eve in the garden. This was the fear that Paul had. Right here, 1 Timothy 4:1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Seducing means roving as a tramp, an imposter, or a misleader. And now the ones they've deceived are now peddling their garbage, their false grain. Yeah. 2 Corinthians 11:3, Paul said that was one of his fears, was as the serpent beguiled Eve, they would be beguiled also. Beguiled means to seduce wholly. How someone that could be a spirit-filled Christian, talking in tongues, giving a prophecy, and they are totally seduced to this alternative gospel. Now's the time to return to sound doctrine. This will restore peace in my body. This is the Lord speaking here. This alternative gospel has splintered the church and brought chaos. I mean, it is so out there. One thing about it, the Word of God is pretty simple. And it's sound and it brings peace. But when you start listening to all this other, what does it bring? It brings confusion and you don't know what to believe and all this. Right. People have forsaken my word and embraced false grain. These demonic entities have roamed the earth for centuries to implant their seed. The tares. This was the seed war, you know, Genesis 3. My harvest field. They put the tares into the harvest field. Many think they have a revelation. No, there's nothing new under the sun. This is the same old thing's been going on since Genesis 3. And it amazes me and astounds me that even a simple Christian could not see that. It's just very black. Everything that's going on, the Lord, I went to the Lord about it, and he showed it to me. He said, it's the demonics that's doing this. All of it. That's deceived the people. All right, go to Acts chapter 17. There's nothing new under the sun. This has been resurfacing all through the Bible. And even the Apostle Paul. I mean, first rattle out of the box there, he has to deal with a sorcerer. But in Acts chapter 17, go to 22 there. It says, then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill. And said, ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things ye are too superstitious. For I passed by, and behold, your devotions have found an altar with this inscription to the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. Neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things. And hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain of also of our own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. We're not the offspring of these, what they call the, well, it's really, they're saying demons, but they're using another word. They're not. Well, they're coming from other planets because really we're their children. They came here and populated the earth. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is likened to gold and silver or stone graven by art and man's device. In the times of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. The Lord's had his craw full. He's been waiting until this time in the earth so he can now do something about it, because the earth clock that he gave to man has run out. Because he hath appointed a day in which he hath he will judge the world in righteousness, but that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. When they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked and others said, we will hear thee again on this matter. Nothing's changed, has it? Some will hear and some will mock you. Yeah, that dogmatic preacher over there, been hearing that junk all my life. Yeah. Think about D.C., the city. It pays homage to Satan. It's nothing but one big demonic Masonic temple laid out in Freemasonry symbolism, even the measurements and everything to do with it. It is a temple to Satan. Look at the Vatican, supposedly the religious part of this demonic triune, and then London, the financial part. This is how the Antichrist has controlled the world. Sound doctrine of my word will restore, the Lord says. First the church, then the people and leaders. The reign of terror is coming to an end. The false wheat will be gathered and burned. Hold fast to my word. Try the spirits to see if they are of God. You hear somebody discount Jesus, you know immediately where they come from. Right here, 1 John 4:1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. One that I know have said they've been to the throne room of God, even said that their father-in-law was a prophet and that they were a prophet too. Does it sound like this? Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Mr. JFK, he's not JFK, but this person does not believe Jesus Christ came in the flesh. He's easy to discern, isn't he? And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God, and this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. Well, that's nothing new. We know that. The Antichrist system. It is alive in the world. We ain't waiting for it someday to appear. I'm thinking, these people that think that, where have you been? Living under a rock? I go to Ephesians chapter 5. Start with verse 1 there. Be ye followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as become as saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, no unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. You know, if they knew the truth, just the simple thing that the Lord showed me about what happened in Genesis 6, and they're the ones that are portraying themselves as the devil, if they would just look to the Word, in the first chapter, in the first three chapters of the Bible, they would see right there, the whole history of the world, right there. It would clear up everything. All this stupidness would go away. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all godliness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. That's one of the things I added to confessions. Lord, we will not have anything to do with these unfruitful works of darkness, but we rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. We know what those things are. For all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, and be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. You know what? The simple truth of God's Word will keep you solid like a rock. All this silliness, it just gets weirder and weirder. Doesn't it sound like the devil? The spin zone? Grand theft of my church, or my word, has taken place in my earth. When the word of God goes out, the light goes out. For I said with my word, light being light was. Gross darkness covers the land. In Genesis 3, the war began, and it is coming to an end. All right, Isaiah chapter 1. Right here, verse 1. I got a Kleenex. The vision of Isaiah the son of Amoz, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib, but Israel doth not know, my people doth not consider. Sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backward. That's what I see. That's what the Lord sees. Beware of the extra. You remember when I taught about just a little extra? That the angels, you know, in the book of Enoch, talked about the extra stuff that God didn't want man to know, didn't want him to know evil. They imparted to the humans. All right. You know all the extra stuff not in the Bible. All the extra stuff that the fallen angels told humans. This is where all their weirdness comes from. Every bit of it. It taught them to make war. They taught them to make war. And then started the pharmaceuticals. With the women, with the roots, and all of these things. These were not God's idea. God doesn't need a med bed to heal you. He doesn't need a frequency healer, which med beds are frequency based. But it's, you know, it's like, what difference? That's no different than, to me, than any other pharmaceutical. Maybe more advanced, but it's the same old root. The dark to light process will be gradual as judgment begins in the house of God first. So will the light come from there, a new dispensation from dark to light. The rebuilding project is about to begin. All right, 2 Timothy 3 and 4, and this will be the last one on this. The Lord just keeps confirming what he's doing. I'm going to read chapters 3 and 4, and we'll be done with this teaching, or this prophet's corner. This know also, in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, for such turn away. When they made same-sex marriage legal, that's when this began to explode. It had been contained in that box, and then all of a sudden it just exploded everywhere. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins. Led away with divers lust. That's feminism. Ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men as theirs also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life. This is what's going to bring us out. Doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. So they made fun of all of them. Go look at the Faith Hall of Fame. They made fun of all of them. Killed a lot of them. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Why? The tares have just exploded. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scriptures given by inspiration of God, all of it. And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished to all good works. See, I believe that God's going to have his apostles all across this land begin to rebuke these gainsayers with their false doctrines. Don't tell me you're a Christian and you're acting that way. I charge thee, chapter 4, therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I fought a good fight. I finished my course, have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not only me, but unto all them that also love his appearing. So he's given us instruction today. There's at some point, we're going to have to start saying to people, I don't believe you. You're departing from the faith. You're departing from the Word of God. And the Lord will show you when. I don't ever comment on social media. And I probably won't ever. That's just not my lane. I can do it from television. But anyway, I want y'all to know, you hold on to that Word of God, God's doctrine above all else. You don't let anything pull you off of that. See, that's what God is going to have to do, is reestablish all his doctrine. And that's what's going to bring the church out. Okay.